A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Monday of the fourth week in Lent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 3 and 5 through 16.
There was a Jewish festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now at the Sheep Pool in Jerusalem, there is a building called Bethsaida, in Hebrew, consisting of five porticos. And under these were crowds of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the water to move. One man there had an illness which had lasted 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been in this condition for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be well again?" "Sir," replied the sick man, "I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is disturbed, and while I am still on the way, someone else gets there before me." Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk." The man was cured at once, and he picked up his mat and walked away. Now that day happened to be the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. You are not allowed to carry your sleeping mat." He replied, "But the man who cured me told me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" They asked, "Who is the man who said this to you, 'Pick up your mat and walk'?" The man had no idea who it was, since Jesus had disappeared into the crowd that filled the place. After a while, Jesus met him in the temple and said, "Now you are well again. Be sure not to sin anymore, or something worse may happen to you." The man went back and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. It was because he did things like this on the Sabbath that the Jews began to persecute Jesus.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. There was a Jewish festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now at the Sheep Pool in Jerusalem, there is a building called Bethsaida in Hebrew, consisting of five porticos, and under these were crowds of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the water to move. One man there had an illness which had lasted 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been in this condition for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be well again?" "Sir," replied the sick man. I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is disturbed, and while I am still on the way, someone else gets there before me. Jesus said, Get up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk. The man was cured at once, and he picked up his mat and walked away. Now that day happened to be on the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been cured, It is the Sabbath. You are not allowed to carry your sleeping mat. He replied, But the man who cured me told me, Pick up your mat and walk. They asked, Who is the man who said to you, Pick up your mat and walk? The man had no idea who it was, since Jesus had disappeared into the crowd that filled the place. After a while, Jesus met him in the temple and said, Now you are well again. Be sure not to sin anymore, or something worse may happen to you. The man went back and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. It was because he did things like this on the Sabbath that the Jews began to persecute Jesus.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. There was a Jewish festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now at the sheep pool in Jerusalem, there is a building called Bethsaida, in Hebrew, consisting of five porticos. And under these were crowds of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the water to move. One man there had an illness which had lasted 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been in this condition for a long time, he said, Do you want to be well again? Sir, replied the sick man, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is disturbed, and while I am still on the way, someone else gets there before me. Jesus said, Get up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk. The man was cured at once, and he picked up his mat and walked away. Now that day happened to be the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been cured, It is the Sabbath. You are not allowed to carry your sleeping mat. He replied, But the man who cured me told me, Pick up your mat and walk. They asked, Who is the man who said this to you? Pick up your mat and walk. The man had no idea who it was, since Jesus had disappeared into the crowd that filled the place. After a while, Jesus met him in the temple and said, Now you are well again. Be sure not to sin anymore, or something worse may happen to you. The man went back and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. It was because he did things like this on the Sabbath that the Jews began to persecute Jesus.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.